Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We call this Baltimore Positive. We're getting the Crab Cake Tour back out on the road because spring has sprung, even though the weather hasn't been as good as I want it to be, or the Orioles want it to be, for outdoor games. But we're going to be doing indoor Crab Cake Tour stops. Beginning on Friday, we'll be at Costas in Dundalk, celebrating the life of Mr. Costas. Then onward and upward, we're going to be at the Beaumont on the 17th in Catonsville. The 23rd, we're going to be out in Timonium, Mays Chapel at Cooper's North, and then on the 30th at Coco's Pub. I will have the lucky batch of Maryland Lottery scratch-offs to give away. I'm running low on the Magic 8 Balls. I think we're going to get to Back to the Future. And we're going to be talking about all sorts of things around here. We're through basketball season at Coppin. Many of you know of us, longtime Coppin fans and Eagles folks. We have been the flagship of Coppin State sports for a long, long time. Not so far back to Fang, but almost that far back. And this year, Dr. Jenkins and I put together a little program to talk about more important things than just sports on campus and student athletes. A lot of things happened over Coppin State. And this is going to be a really interesting conversation because sometimes I go into these things knowing a lot of things, and sometimes I should know more than I know. Anytime Title IX comes up in sports and college sports about women athletics, and I think in this area, we know enough about soccer programs and basketball programs and championship programs and even gymnastics programs to know what Title IX's meant to women's sports and athletics over the course of my lifetime. And anybody that has a daughter knows how much different it is now than it was then. Katsura Kurita, she is a doctor, but she says I'm not like Dr. J. I don't like to just call her Katsura Kurita. It joins us here. She's been with Coppin for 4 years as the Title IX coordinator. And first things first, welcome from West Baltimore. How are you today? Happy spring, I think. I haven't looked out the window today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing well, and I'm happy to be here.
All right, so first thing I do in the modern world, just like the kids on your campus, these kids, I Google it, I AI it. I'm like, what is Title IX? What should I be talking to the title? Because I'm like trying to do a good job in these interviews and these conversations. Let's start at the top. I'm sure people ask you all the time, and if you see you on campus and the title says Title IX, maybe the men, especially not knowing enough about it, educate me on the modern state of Title IX, because from what I understand, there's a guy down on the White House trying to do away with all sorts of things that have to do with equity and diversity and equality.
Absolutely. Well, Title IX is a civil rights law that was passed about 50 years ago. It was initially passed to allow women to access education, educational opportunities at various schools, from elementary schools all the way up to post-secondary education. It's really morphed, as you say, to include gender equity in sports. But there's another piece to Title IX as well, which states that no institution of higher education, or any school for that matter, can discriminate against women and other genders when they receive any form of federal funding. So as a result, there are certain laws in place that promote and prohibit any form of sex discrimination, such as sexual assault, dating domestic violence, stalking, and other forms of violence within our educational institutions.
It is an amazing topic all these years later to talk about, and I've only been a man all my life, that when you go into get a job, men were made 50 years ago. I mean, the amount of misogyny that we've all been subjected to in recent times it's even more amazing as Coppin celebrates this huge 125 that Coppin was founded by a woman involved in education. And even 75 years later, and we'll get to the HBCU side of this and things are happening, but just the fact that women going to university in the 60s and 70s was still clearly a man's universe running a lot of those institutions of higher learning, as well as jobs.
Absolutely. And so we really need these rights and discriminatory prohibitions to be in place, because we want to ensure that men and women have equal access to educational opportunities within higher education and other forms of educational institutions as well. So yes, absolutely.
With your role at Coppin, what is What's the function? How would students interact with you? What are you trying on a daily basis to try to get done for, I would say, half your campus? I'm not sure if you're 45, 55, male, female. Some people don't identify, and that's great too. But
Right, right.
your gig for on a daily basis, how does it? How do young people come to you and find you, and especially women and people that say, I need some help?
Yeah, we are predominantly female, by a significant amount, a percentage. And, we do a lot of education from this office to inform students about what their rights are and how to access resources and support if they become a victim of sexual violence, whether it's on campus or off campus. Because we know that about 1 in 4 women and about 1 in 12 men in the higher education institutions experience some form of sexual assault or rape when they're in college. So we really want to provide those resources and assistance to enable a student to get help, and not deter their educational goals and objectives while they're here. So education is one really large part of my job. The other thing, again, is to provide support and resources for students as well as employees. We cover employee harassment, sexual harassment, and other forms of sexual violence as well if they occur within our educational environment. And then we offer a grievance process where individuals can get justice or redress for actions that are happening on our campus. And then we just provide additional education throughout the campus, ongoing throughout the year. So this is April, which is Sexual Assault Prevention and Awareness Month. And we have a whole load of other additional programs and activities that we offer to our campus community to continue the discussion to prevent these type of sexual violence incidents on our campus and off campus as well.
Just as I get older and I see the technology expand, and I had Dr. Kirby on a couple of weeks ago talking about internet safety, and I would think so much of this is in a phone these days for young people in regard to whatever threats might be made, evidence that may be put forward, and obviously very difficult circumstance on a college campus. He said, she said, they said, groups, all sorts of things that can come to your office to help people. I'm not sure that existed when I went to college 30 years ago at UB. I don't know, and I'm not sure there were all sorts of boys and girls, and I would have interest in a girl or a girl, whatever. And how that could be in the modern world very, very destructive, just in a general sense of trying to educate yourself where the classroom is a professional environment. And I don't know that the world saw it, that we made a lot of movies about it back in the 60s and 70s that were comedies and whatnot about that sort of thing that just can't be acceptable in modern life.
That's correct. I think that, technology is a double-edged sword. So it allows for access to information, and our policies and procedures are on our COPPIN website. So students who have experienced these type of things can get instant access to resources, to procedures, to policies, to other things. But at the same time, it can also be a source of conflict and stalking and other things that might happen on social media, for example, which can cause a great deal of distress for victims who are experiencing those types of things.
Katsura Karina is our guest. She is the Title IX person over at Coppin State. She runs the she's the coordinator. That's the official title over Coppin. We're featuring everything they're doing at 125, and we're proudly their flagship. But there's so much more going on at Coppin. I find this out all the time. I find this out when I try to come over for big celebrations and I can't park because it's so crowded. And there's just such a great support system for things going on over there. I would just say at a campus where we talk so much about diversity in this city and what's going on in this country and where the leadership is. Why is Title IX important in 2025? And why should certainly a person in your position at a university like yours have your eyes wide open to what's going on right now in regard to all sorts of things politically that I, whatever day this airs, something offensive probably will happen in regard to trying to tear down the walls of everything that you and people I've been trying to build here for 5 decades.
You know, I'm really lucky that I get to work at Coppin State University under the leadership of Dr. Anthony Jenkins. He is a strong supporter in the rights of every person on our campus, including those that are covered under Title IX. Title IX is a federal law that we are required to comply with in all aspects in order to maintain our federal funding. So there are a lot of things that are important about Title IX, as well as, of course, other laws that we have to adhere to as well. But in particular, you know, we really want to create an environment with where every person, whether they are male or female or have other identities, sexual identities, they feel comfortable and included in our community. And if they don't, then we really want to help them to get the resources, services, support that they can receive in order to be successful here, whether they're students or whether they're employees at the university.
What do you see on a daily basis? And I hope it's not sexual assault or things of that that you see on a daily basis. What do you see on a daily basis that is the number one need that comes to a Title IX coordinator's office on a modern university campus?
I think really what I see is that the education, knowing where to go for support, knowing who I am, because I'm one person at a university. Many schools have are required to have a Title IX coordinator. They may have other people to support that particular office, but oftentimes people are not educated about what resources, services, and support we can provide. So the number one thing for me is that people here, employees and students, know where I am, what I do, and how I can support them.
Well, the Coppin 125 is a big deal. Okay, I see you smiling a little bit, and it's been brought out. I threw myself on the mercy of the First Lady of Coppin 2 weeks ago and said, you know, I've been on that campus going back to Fang Mitchell when they played in the little gym, you know, down on North Avenue. I'm talking back last century when I worked at the newspaper in the late 80s, and I knew Fang that long, and they had the big basketball thing in 98. And I've said the word Coppin State probably more on the radio than almost anybody here over 35 years without knowing about Fannie Jackson Coppin at all, like the last month. I'm embarrassed, you know, about it. You've worked there a couple years. Maybe it came to your desk. I think it's in front of me now, and certainly the 125, that if I've learned nothing else, really cool story about how Coppin State became to be Coppin State.
Yes, absolutely. You know, Fannie Jackson is really a wonderful person. She came up through the ranks, really was a teacher. You know, we were really focused on teaching here more than anything else. But now we have expanded to offer an excellent nursing program that we have here, as well as other majors and minors that we have for our campus community. So I really do encourage everyone to come to celebrate our 125 anniversary. And, you know, we can't thank you enough for helping us to share this message with the rest of the Baltimore City community, of course, and nationally as well. So
Well, we
thank
always
you.
say everybody on campus is like, "Well, you come over to campus, we're going to treat you like you belong here and your family." That's been that way from the beginning. So I've always encouraged folks to go over, hit Coppin State, always be thinking about them. We talk about the people that are anchor institutions and people that lift the community. And I would say this, and I tell Dr. Jenkins this and everybody, it's y'all running from the we're a teacher school. Towson does the same thing. We're running, like, nothing wrong with being a teacher school. That's a, and it's good to have nursing and all the other cool things that are going on campus. But I think when you say we were a teacher school, that kind of tells you the integrity that sort of leads with it, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we really need to educate all of the folks here, and not only just for, you know, academic sake, but for to develop leaders that can promote and, you know, bring on the values that we have from our institution to the community and then to the world as well. We really want to transform lives here, and we want them to transform lives after they graduate from Coppin State University. It's always about learning, growing, and really trying to do better, making the world a better place.
I accidentally made a reference last week to Back to School, the movie in the 80s, instead of Back to the Future, which is the new lottery promotion. And I, you know, and I think of myself every time I have someone like you on, even when I have basketball coaches that live in the world of young people, I think to myself, if I had to go back to school for one day or one week and do it all over again and declare a major and come in and navigate it, how different it would be than my experience. And I think that that's the respect I always have for all of you that are on campuses serving young people every day and saying this is an evolving thing, modern education in America, in so many ways. And thanks for coming on. You keep me young again, all of you over at Coppin, even though we're celebrating 125 years. Katsura Karina, she is a doctor, but she's allowed me to not officially give her her formal title of official nine, or title nine coordinator over at Coppin. Hey, we're getting up on graduation, getting to be that time of year, right? Exciting over on campus, right?
Yes, absolutely. That is a very exciting time in May, and we are always happy to graduate and get future alums here at the university to do, again, spreading the good word of Coppin State University.
Well, I'll continue to fight for Title IX as someone
Thank
that's
you.
had many, many ladies in my world affected by that in such a positive way. And the more I talk to people like you, the more I learn about it, because I always had to know about it in regard to like the Maryland women's basketball team or something like that, because it's always been a big topic part of sports, but not understanding the bigger picture of the law. And I appreciate your educational wisdom today. Thanks for coming on and joining me.
Thank you, Nestor. Have a great day, and thanks for having me.
Katsura Karina joining us from the legendary West Baltimore campus, Coppin State University, nestled in between Mondawmin Mall and North Avenue, just off I-83, just south of the zoo that I've been talking so much about, the new giraffe that my wife needs to get over at Brew in the Zoo and see. We're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour all over town. I promise to have the Maryland Lottery scratch-offs. I have a handful of Magic 8-Balls at Costas this week. We're going to be at Beaumont and Catonsville next week on the 17th. 23rd, we move to Coopers North up in Mays Chapel, Timonium. And then on the 30th, we're back down in the city near Morgan State University, the other HBCU in Baltimore City. We'll be over at Coco's on the 30th of the month. I'm really looking forward. Senator McRae is going to join us that day. Jamie Costello going to be coming out of retirement, probably to talk Oriole baseball. We might still need pitching by the time we get there at the end of the month. I am Nestor, celebrating 125 years with our partners at Coppin State University, more than just a flagship. We like talking about them too. I am Nestor. We are WNSD, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.